WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Your girl Riley Hart here, and let's be real, sometimes life can feel like a crowded elevator, everyone trying to cram in their needs, opinions, and expectations. You know that feeling when you're just trying to get through your day, but suddenly you're agreeing to things you don't want to do, saying yes when you mean no, or sacrificing your own well-being? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Building confidence through healthy boundary setting. Think of boundaries like the invisible fence around your personal space, your energy, your time. They're not walls, honey, but rather guidelines that help you stay true to yourself and protect your precious peace. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we navigate this whole boundary setting thing. 1. Boundaries aren't selfish, they're self-care. Ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? Boundaries are like filling up that cup. When you set healthy limits, you're taking care of your mental, emotional, and even physical well-being. You're saying to yourself, hey Riley, I deserve to be respected, I deserve my space, and I deserve to prioritize my own needs. 2. Start small. You don't have to go from zero to superhero overnight. Think about a situation where you feel uncomfortable saying no or where someone consistently pushes your buttons. Maybe it's a friend who always calls at the worst possible time, a colleague who dumps their work on you, or even that family member who just won't stop asking personal questions. Pick one small boundary to start with and practice asserting it. Trust me, the more you do it, the easier it gets. 3. Be clear and direct. Vague language can lead to misunderstandings. Instead of saying, I'm kinda busy, try, I have a commitment at that time. When setting boundaries, be upfront about your needs and expectations. Don't leave room for interpretation. 4. It's okay to say no. This is a big one, folks. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you empowered. Remember, you have the right to choose how you spend your time and energy. It's not about pleasing everyone, it's about prioritizing what matters most to you. 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries isn't always easy, especially if you're used to putting others' needs first. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate those small victories when you successfully set a boundary, and remember that it's a journey, not a destination. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a bright young woman who just started her dream job. She was excited but quickly realized that she was constantly expected to work late nights and weekends. Her colleagues seemed to think her time was endless, always asking for help or piling on extra tasks. Sarah felt overwhelmed and burnt out. She realized that she needed to set some boundaries. So, she started by politely declining extra projects outside of her regular workload. She also learned to say no to late-night emails and phone calls, setting specific hours when she was available. It took time and courage, but Sarah's boundaries helped her reclaim her time and energy. She felt more confident at work, less stressed, and even more productive. Now, let me ask you. Have you ever felt like Sarah? Overwhelmed by demands, unsure how to say no, or struggling to prioritize your own needs? Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating a space where you can thrive, mentally, emotionally, and professionally. Take that first step. It could be as simple as saying no to one extra commitment this week or setting aside 30 minutes each day for yourself to do something you enjoy. The point is, start somewhere. Remember, you deserve to feel confident, respected, and in control of your own life. Don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace, so you don't miss a single episode packed with tips and tricks to help you navigate the world with confidence and grace. And hit us up on social media, share your boundary setting wins, ask questions, or just let us know how we're helping you protect your peace. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep rocking those boundaries.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.